On today's show, we have a couple of trips coming up that we need to prep you for. And there are closures beginning all over Walt Disney World as the winter refurbs and changes take place. This is today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 481 of Traveling with the Mouse. I am your host this week. My name is John. I am joined, as always, by my faithful co-host, Adam.
Ooh, what's up, everybody?
Everybody, he says. So, Adam, how do you feel? You got your half marathon coming up.
Nervous, excited, ready to finish it. It's been a long time coming.
Although I believe by the time you hear this, it's already occurred.
If you're listening to this, I either made it or I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you can probably get an update on social media, right? We'll get an update of where you finished if you want to find out.
Maybe we'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Can update
I'll
it
post
on our sites, on Facebook, on Facebook X and Instagram. Probably more likely Instagram, right? So it would be the first place.
Instagram, Facebook.
But we can make sure we get them all in. We can work them all in.
Yeah.
Whichever one you prefer to follow.
Right on.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So where are you staying, by the way? I don't think we...
Pop Century.
So you're going to run from Pop Century.
Yeah.
Does it begin there?
'70s. No, I found out that there are shuttle buses that start at 2 a.m. from the resorts to the Epcot parking lot, which is the starting and finishing of the half marathon. So a lot of people have said get on before 3 a.m. if you want to not be in a big crowd of people and risk, you know, missing your time. But my start time is probably going to be really late because I didn't have a qualifier for. So I'm probably going to be in one of the last groups, which means, I'll still probably get there early just because.
You're where the also-rans?
Yeah.
Right.
Is this just an accomplishment thing, or do they actually, like, award the best times?
No, I think, I know they do, like, have, I don't know if they give something different to the, but there are definitely people who run the entire thing at a very fast pace, and they are going to finish before I even start just about. No, not really, but...
Because they're doing the full one, you're just doing the half.
Well, the full one is on Sunday.
Oh, my bad. Those all half. Okay.
Saturday, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the people who can really do a fast... I mean, the people who are doing the dopey or the goofy, they'll be way ahead of me. I'm going to be with mostly the walkers, I think. A lot of people do like speed walk.
A little dangerous.
Yeah.
Being with the walkers.
So... Right. Well, yes, not those. Yeah, you could say walkers like Walking Dead or Imperial Walkers.
Oh, yes. You'll see those too.
Disney reference, but.
So your route, it would take us through right quick where it goes.
So it begins in the Epcot parking lot and it goes towards World Drive and then up World Drive through the Magic Kingdom toll booth. Magic Kingdom parking lot, and then it sort of skirts by Polynesian Grand Floridian. And then the new thing this year, from what I understand, I know it wasn't this way last year, is the trail between Grand Floridian and Magic Kingdom is being used this year for going into Magic Kingdom. And then we go Adventureland to Frontierland, Fantasyland through the castle, back to Tomorrowland from the hub, and then exiting by Carousel of Progress and Buzz backstage, and then around Contemporary, back World Drive under the water bridge to Ticket Center, TTC, and then back to the Magic Kingdom parking lot, back to World Drive, back to Epcot, the same exit ramp, and then in by the Living Seas, like behind, I guess, Coral Reef, Living Seas, like that's kind of where you enter. And then you go past Journey of Water, you go through the new Epcot World Celebration Gardens area. And then you go kind of, from what it showed, it looks like you go past the test track construction. And then you go backstage around Guardians, and then it kind of ends. That's kind of where the finish line is. It's like the Guardians show building, somewhere in that area.
Okay.
And I've seen some video of it, of the, I guess, the 5K and the 10K as already, that's where it ends. That's kind of where it starts.
It doesn't look like, right now at least, it doesn't look weather-wise, you're going to have to be concerned with too much other than make sure you have some rain gear.
Yeah. Yeah, the weather, by the way, has changed so much.
Yeah,
in the last
I've seen 10 days. I see that.
It was going to be like 40 degrees at one point, and then it was like 50. Now it's going to be 60, they say, and then raining, and then it wasn't going to rain. Now it is going to rain. It looks like it's going to rain for like literally just the time that the half marathon's going on, from like 6 a.m. to 9:30.
Well, as of the time we're discussing this anyway, it looks like it's, I'm showing 40, only the highest percentage is 45% at 9 a.m. currently. So
yeah,
seems like it's going to be a little drier than originally thought.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be heavy rain, but now it's kind of like, okay, at first I was going to do long pant, long shirt. Now I'm like, do I need to do shorts and a short sleeve shirt? So I'm kind of stuck in between, like, what I'm going to wear. And then it's like, if it does rain, I have a rain gear, like, cover, whatever you want to call it. But then it's like, if it, you know, your race bib has to be showing at all times. So it's like, do I start with that? And then just, if it rains, like, it doesn't rain? And I don't know. So many questions. Do I wear a hat if it's raining?
Well, it's interesting. The temperature is going to be pretty consistent during your actual run. It looks like it's going to be in the lower 60s.
Yeah. Which isn't, that's good. I just was hoping actually it would be a little cooler. It would make it a lot easier to decide what to wear, but it's kind of in that in-between zone where...
Well, 63 and cloudy to partly cloudy, it's probably not going to be all that warm, to be honest with you. Yeah. When the sun's not out, 63 is pretty cold. It can be, in my opinion.
It can be, yeah. Disney can, and when Disney's cold, it's like very cold, so...
Yeah, their 50 feels like 40. I mean, I can't explain why, but...
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see how... I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet.
I know it's the way early forecast, but my first day there is in the 10-day forecast as of right now, and it says a high of 63 and a low is 46 at the moment. But I'm sure that will alter a little between now and then.
Yeah. I mean, it was very cold this week down there. It got down to the 30s at one point. Of course, I was there.
And cut again.
Couple years ago now? 22 maybe? I don't remember what year it was. It was really cold. It was like right at freezing. It was like 34 degrees maybe in the day. So yeah, it was rough. That was the coldest I think I've ever been there.
Well, I've seen some pretty cold occur before, but... I don't think it looks like it's going to be decent, what I would consider mostly comfortable weather, hopefully, by the time we get there. So,
yeah. I'll talk more about this afterwards because I don't know that much about it, but I am going down a day early to pick up the, you know, you have to be there at least a day early to pick up your number, your race bib, and merch bag or whatever, you know, you get. But there's a whole expo, lots of merch, and different little things you can go see. So I'll probably talk through that once I actually experience it, because this is my first time doing all that. So I'll see what all that's about. But I don't plan on spending a ton of time there. I'm basically just going to get my bib and move on. So that's my preview, basically, because that's all I'm really thinking of right now. After that, I don't really have anything planned, but
gotcha.
Assuming... Jason's able to. It's his 40th birthday this on Monday, actually, but the day this hopefully is coming out. And if he's able to get through the storm or whatever to get down there,
well,
he's going to join us on Saturday.
I don't know. I mean, I obviously it could be, but I think the winter weather we're expecting is probably, I mean, anytime they seem to overhype something, it seems to be just that, overhyped. It's usually the least expected things that become bad. So
that's true, yeah.
Thanks, snowpocalypse.
That's true, yeah.
No one was even talking about that one until it happened.
Right.
So
no, I vividly remember that day. Yeah. I was stuck in traffic for 8 hours.
Yes.
Trying to get home.
And since then, you're like, I will never do something. I forgot what it was you said you were going to do. You're never going to do something.
I will never. Yeah, I will quit a job before someone makes me drive in a snowstorm again. Not down here, anyway.
Well, I got you. Well, it's just no sense in treating the roads for this when it only happens once in a blue moon. So, you know.
Yeah.
For such things like they do up north.
Just take a couple of days off. Yeah.
It kind of doesn't make sense if you think about it. But anyway, why don't we go ahead and cover a couple of things that are happening.
Yeah.
Walt Disney World. Some closures have just begun, right?
Yeah.
Big Thunder Mountain, of course, is one of the big ones. It's down for the rest of the year with the refurbishments that's taking place with it. We don't really know the specifics other than we have seen some track being removed, right?
Yeah. So, with giant cranes, yeah. So it looks like they're tearing up probably the entire track, replacing.
It just kind of caught my eye that they were replacing a piece that just happened to be near the water. It could mean nothing. But, I mean...
Could be.
Of all the places to start, are they going to need to alter this a little bit to make way for what they're going to do eventually? Or at least that's still part of the plan, right? Is with the Cars attraction and the draining of the rivers of America.
Right. So it's possible it could just be altering the last section that's closest to what's currently Rivers of America. Or they're replacing the entire track because it is, you know, 50 years old, right? Almost, or 45 years old, or whatever it is. 1979, right? Or 80?
And they just happen to start with the piece close to the water, though?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe they're the furthest working their way back to... Furthest out to the back, but who knows? We'll see. I'm sure there'll be more reports by the time this comes out of what has happened. So, but they're going fast. Obviously, it closed a couple of days ago, as we're talking about it, and it's already being worked on ferociously. That's a word. Is that a word? Feverishly. What's the right word?
We'll go with that.
Rapid pace. Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what date it closed, but it probably closed way before then. But of course, Typhoon Lagoon is the one that's down this winter. They usually take one of them down. So it's currently the one that's down. And they actually closed Blizzard Beach some days too, depending on the weather. Yeah, they anticipate the weather to be like. So it can
going to be chilly.
Yeah, during this time of year, water parks can close at any moment. They're probably already pretty dead during this time period anyway, to be honest. I mean, if you enjoy the water parks, that's a great time to go, apparently.
I guess. If it's like 70 degrees outside, I don't enjoy going to the water parks or the pool or anything. Like, it's going to be...
Even with it being temperature controlled, that's when you get out, right?
The water is great in the water because, it's warm in the pool. When you get out, it's like, ew,
yeah.
I don't enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not my jam.
I remember, not this past November, but last November, we were in Pigeon Forge. They were supposed to have a temperature-controlled pool at the place we were staying. And that thing was ice cold. The kids still wanted to get in it, but I was like, no, I'm not. You guys can knock yourselves out. I'm not going to be frozen there.
Right.
So, yeah.
What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
Right. What else is closed, though? I know.
All right. So we got Big Thunders. Grand Fiesta Tour is now down till at least, is it April? I think it is. March or April. It's supposed to be a lengthy one.
Yeah, a couple months at least. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, Test Track continues to be down. We don't have a solid return time for it yet.
Late summer, was it?
Later this year, I think. I don't know if they exactly, but. Of course, and anything related to Test Track is currently closed. I feel like there's probably going to be a point where they'll probably open the shop first, don't you think, before they open the rest or something like that? The Simporium.
Right, and I see March 15th is the scheduled date for
March 15th. Okay, there we go.
Reopen, yep.
And Kali going down for its usual winter,
winter
refurbishment.
Slumber.
So, yep. They typically use January as a time for Kali. So probably because it's also not that popular this time of year. It used to be all the water rides, like as soon as it was summertime, like they would, like their wait times would increase drastically, right? I guess everybody wants to get wet when it gets to be too warm. But when it gets to be a little cooler there, nobody wants to get wet. The one exception this year in particular, I think, would probably be Tiana's, because there's still a lot of people who want to ride it. So obviously, I would say the wait times there would stay consistent. Although there's no wait times to be had yet, they're still on boarding group. So
when I rode it in November, it was a pretty chilly day. I think it was upper 60s, like 65, 6 degrees, somewhere in there. And it had gone down, of course. But when it came back up, it wasn't a lot of people that rushed back to it. I mean, maybe it was just because, you know, we got there fairly quickly after it reopened. But we pretty much walked right in again. No, very, very little wait. We were like second row. The people in the front were like, "You sure you guys don't want to switch and be in the front?" Like, nope, we're good. Because they're like, yeah. But it was fun. We enjoyed it.
I always feel like at Magic Kingdom, being in the middle is probably even better than the back, I thought.
Yeah, I would agree.
As like far as wetness.
Yeah, right. Well, my wife and younger son were in the third row, and they didn't really get wet at all.
Yeah.
And second row, we got wet, but it wasn't like super, the front row is, you know.
I always felt like the back usually got something from, I don't know if it was because it was like an after, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe the back was better.
Well, one thing that has been removed is when Splash Mountain, like when you're in that first lift hill, well, not the first, well, I guess the second lift
hill. You're talking about the water cannons, that hasn't worked properly in I don't know how long anyway, so. Right.
Well, I think they just, removed them, but yeah, you used to could get wet there just from like on Pirates, blast. They get wet almost every time on Pirates now from cannon fire.
Yeah, I don't remember that being as big a deal as it is now. I feel like you get more wet on Pirates now than you used to somehow.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that scene I always end up getting cannon fire. It's kind of weird to say that, but yeah.
You get wet from cannon fire.
Wet from cannon fire. Anyway. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's definitely more than it used to be.
Now they actually sound like cannons and a...
Right.
How long's that been since that's been the effect there?
Gosh,
I used to have one. They used to have one outside that sounded like that too. Remember?
Oh yeah,
there was a
compressed air cannon.
Yeah, and the Barker Bird, of course. The Barker Bird needs to come back. Actually, the one they had out there, I always thought that. I don't know why did they take it away.
Maybe because it was outdoors in Florida, but
it was just something they could take away.
I'm just saying because of the weather, it's like destroyed it. I hope he comes back to the lounge. The Pirate Lounge. That would be a cool place.
That's a good idea. No, it's a pretty good idea.
He could be the DJ. Oh, just kidding. That'd be.
Right. Yeah, I really hope they don't go that route.
Right. To steal from Galaxy's Edge.
Since they're making a bar at Pirates, I keep thinking that they should have the Tortuga music just like on a constant loop in there. You know,
that would be cool.
You know, the one from the movies where they're always going
back to each other. Yeah.
Anyway.
That would get annoying after a while.
So they can't do that. If they expect people to hang around, they can't keep it. They can include it in the loop though, in the music.
Right. The parrot DJ could play it like some remixes of it, you know. Keep it fresh.
I guess. Yeah, you could say that. Kind of like Rex does with
Cantina.
Yeah, with the Cantina band.
Exactly.
Anyway. They've released the full menus of the Festival of the Arts, which begins actually the first day that on my arrival day is the beginning of the Festival of the Arts.
Which day will you be there for?
For the actual Festival of the Arts? I was originally going to try to do it that Friday, but then I saw that since that's going to kind of be our travel day too, that Magic Kingdom was open later. So I think I might use that time at Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom is only open until 11 on Friday as of right now. So I feel like it would be better. I think the time would be better served spending it there. You know what I mean? So
makes sense.
So I think that's the, because I don't have any anything like booked yet, because the window hasn't happened just as of the time of this. It's coming up soon though.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Be ready.
There's a new Figment popcorn bucket. Oh, I mean popcorn bucket. That's going to be at the Festival of the Arts.
I mean, I couldn't help but laugh when I saw it. Maybe it's just my brain, but
well, it is very rainbow looking popcorn. Bunch of food coloring, probably a bunch of Red 86s in there or whatever it's called.
Sure, right. Red dye number 7 or whatever.
Or whatever they are. Yeah, probably quite a few of those in there. But
I mean, if you go to Katsaka's Kettle at Galaxy's Edge, they have blue, right? Blue and purple popcorn. So, I mean, this is not far from that.
Yeah, but I think. I don't necessarily want to know what makes the blue milk blue and the green milk green either, other than what they've told us.
Right. But anyway, he's sitting on a light bulb, I guess. And I guess it does light up, but I don't know. Yeah. Looks like where he gets his ideas is on the throne, so.
All his ideas are full of poop.
Right. Well, so far his ride has basically that's what it's been, but. Anyway,
use your imagination.
That's
what he did with his popcorn bucket. He said, use your imagination and pretend it's popcorn. Yeah.
Right. I am not interested in this one at all. I do have the other one, last year's, the Imagination Pavilion popcorn bucket with Figment in it. I like that one, but this one, not excited about it.
Gotcha.
Not for me.
I don't know if any of us will be interested in doing this in the future. Jason might. It just depends on his trip. But the Rise of Resistance single rider, they've been using that, and now it once again skips the pre-shows. So it didn't, and now it does once again. Which, I got to be honest, as time goes on, I get the purpose of the pre-shows. It was to kind of make it a full experience type thing, but I think that only lasts so long. Eventually, people want to get to the ride part. As quickly as possible. I like getting to at least the transport part as quickly as possible. Let's put it that way.
Right. What if they started doing this on Guardians and you skip the pre-shows?
I think the single rider line would be longer than the regular line at that point.
Right.
If they did that.
Yeah. Or at least dump you into
the second pre-show.
The final room or something. I don't know how they would do that. But
I know it's probably a timing thing as far as how they do the ride. But, you know, the first pre-show is not interesting at all. Like, I don't even know if I know what the one with Glenn Close's character.
Yeah. And someone needs to tell me when I'm on.
Yeah.
Terry Crews.
Yeah. And that little bit only lasts so long. You know what I mean? As far as like the funniness.
Yep. I still chuckle at I'm very serious about this.
Yeah. So it has its moments.
Right.
But I think most people, like, if you're like, for instance, I know I found myself when I was at the After Hours just wanting to get it over with and get to the next thing. And then after that one's over, everybody like if the room were on a leveler, that it would be extremely imbalanced because everybody went to the right, you know, in the second pre-show. So everybody just like huddles near that door.
Right. So it's, I don't know. They need to rethink that. They should have thought about that before, because
the configuration. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know why they wouldn't think that people would catch on to that after a certain time. And
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like they would have thought of that. Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, now I would probably approach it like I'm not in like too much of a hurry to get on the ride unless I just had to get to something else, like at an after hours event, for example. Like, you're wanting to get to as many things as you can.
Yeah, right. Right, that's the point. You're paying a premium.
Yeah, the perfect reason to skip all pre-shows, but nevertheless.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do that for after hours. They should just leave it doors open, don't even play anything, just let you walk right in.
The way they used to do on the old, the after hours that were included, you know what I'm talking about? They used to do those after hours. Mm-hmm. Were not paid for extra. They had them for resort guests.
For resort guests, yeah.
Back when they did those, I remember Hollywood Studios, Rock and Roller Coaster, like they still like had the pre-show with in the studio thing run, but the door was wide open. You could just skip it if you wanted to and go straight to the straight to the coaster line. But
I mean, maybe they should do that and just leave the doors open. That would be fine. But
actually, I think one time I went through there, it was like the pre-show wasn't even going. Like they just had, of course you could see the background was still there, right? The room where, the part where they normally would come in.
Right.
I mean, like nobody was there, that? I think, right. Pretty much. It just, like you just walk right past.
In G Studio.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Honestly, though, Rise of the Resistance does a better job of the pre-show to pre-show thing. Because it's similar to Guardians, because you're going from essentially one show to another. But the room with Rey is, that's fine. But then you go to the shuttle, then you go to the coolest room ever, which you don't stay in long enough. And you wish you could stay longer, you know, when you're captured. And then the interrogation room thing. So it's like a series of these like pre-shows, but you're in smaller groups than you are in Guardians. And it's very well like done versus standing in and watching a movie screen essentially the whole time. Guardians is not as well done as Rise is.
That's fair.
Rise did it way better, and it was before Guardians, so I'm like, come on, I should have figured this out.
Yeah, good point, because their pre-shows, like you say, with the exception of the one in there, the room with Rey, I think that gets old fast. It's amazing especially, at first with the hologram part, but then after you've seen it.
Yeah. Especially if you're waiting and BBH just kind of sitting there.
Right.
If you're waiting,
that's another thing that doesn't work as often as it should. And that's BBH.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of, it can be, that one is the most boring of them, but
yeah,
the interrogation room's okay. Sometimes there's a delay there too, but
yes.
Anyway,
I remember the first time when Olivia was too short to ride that, Maddie went with my wife, and what was it? He said something about, he offered her a tiny spy, is what she was referred to as. He offered her a cookie. She didn't take it though. He said he was going to give her a cookie
if she revealed the base.
Yeah,
the base must
tiny spy. I could refer to her as tiny spy.
I just want to be like, it's on Bakara.
You just.
And just see what they do.
You just cave.
Right. Okay. It's on the car. Just let me go. I want to see what they do. But anyway,
they don't want people who are so willing. They probably like take you to the back, like they really taking you off to a separate interrogation room, and then they like kick you out of the ride. Must go.
Right. Maybe like you ruined the magic.
Right.
Get off.
Anyway. Well, since you're doing Run Disney, they've announced the rest of 2025 and on into 2026 now.
I know.
As far as their schedules. Any plans for a run next year?
We'll see how I like this one. I would consider doing like the Wine and Dine one.
Okay.
In October. But registration is soon.
Like as soon as you get back. Pretty much.
Basically, yeah.
Still February the 4th.
Like, and that was the end of October.
So, of course, they will also have this one that's upcoming for next year. Well, the registration for it will be in March. Then there's the Princess Half Marathon that will begin in June is the registration for that. You didn't sign up for the Princess?
I've not.
It's going to be in February, March.
They don't do anything in the summer, yeah.
Yeah, the last one is April. And that's Run Disney's springtime surprise weekend.
Surprise.
Yeah. And then, of course, Disneyland has their own.
Yeah, it would be cool to do a coast-to-coast run at some point, like do one out there. But we'll see. Let's see how I like this.
What is a virtual run? I guess you like, is it like a VR
time yourself
version?
Right. Well, it's like you time yourself on your own and then you post a time, whatever. It's like whatever the distance is. But yet you still pay like $100
to post your own time.
Register for it. Yeah. I think you have to prove it. Like you have to prove that you actually did. With like an app or something, I think.
Okay.
Like an app.
Well, if it works like my watch does sometimes, it'll start counting off the steps while I'm driving. So,
well, yeah, you can drive really slow, I guess. And just like,
it does. I've noticed it'll like buzz and say that I've completed a goal. And I'm like, I'm driving right now. I'm like,
right.
He picks me up as walking.
Right. But I mean, if you're cheating, like, what does it benefit you to cheat at a turn.
Well, it doesn't. I'm just saying you could. Yeah. It's kind of like the cheating at Parkeology. You don't really benefit from it, right? So,
right. It's like, who's winning here?
If you're just trying to benefit. You're just trying to cheat for bragging rights. Get right ahead.
You paid $100 to post the cheating time. That doesn't make sense. And you probably can't use those for qualifiers for anything else, like any other.
Or in the case of Parkeology, you could have potentially spent like $1,000 to if you include the upcharge options, right?
Right. So. Right. Yeah, if you want to do all that, you know, what's the point? Yeah. Where's the challenge in all that?
Yep. Some demolition taking place in Dinoland, a little more. Because they've got permits for Triceratops Spin, for one.
I think that ride is closed as of now, as you're listening to this.
Uh-huh.
But it was, what, the 12th, 13th is the
closure date? The 13th is when the construction walls will start, according to this. Around the area that's supposed to be the Encanto ride, right? So basically, the 12th will be the last day for Triceratops Bend, the Fossil Fun Games, and the Chester and Hester Dinosaur Treasure Gift Shop.
That's funny. Because you know what I just noticed? Because of the full marathon goes through all four parks, and the Animal Kingdom section, you go through Dinoland. So I guess they waited until after
the marathon.
The marathon, it goes through Dinoland. So That's probably why they didn't close it on the 6th like they did everything else.
Yeah, good possibility.
I guess because that's the best route, or maybe it's the way it's always been for the marathon to go through Animal Kingdom. So
the Rey Skywalker Legacy lightsaber and the toy lightsaber are being discontinued in Galaxy's Edge. I wonder what that's all about.
Because nobody likes it or wants it, probably.
It's possible. Yeah, I feel like when it comes to that novelty of the lightsaber, there's probably more people that are more of the fans that buy this sort of thing. They go for the classic ones, I think.
Yeah, there's probably not a whole lot of long time Star Wars fans that are going to want this one, because they're usually disappointed by the Disney Star Wars.
No. Yeah, it's kind of gotten worse reputation as time has gone on, if you think about it.
Yeah, it's so. What's so weird is how the prequels were hated on so much, and now they're like beloved.
Well, I think it's a generational thing. That generation has kind of come into.
They grew up with
power.
It.
I guess I don't know. Some level of power, I guess we'll say. I mean, after all, it's been 25 years, going on 26 years this May since Phantom Menace. Wow, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, 26 years since Phantom Menace.
99. Yeah. Yep. And I still like that one, probably because I was young enough when that came out. But anyway.
I don't know. Poor, what was the actor, kid actor's name? Jake something.
Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd. Probably still in therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw something recently about him, actually, but I don't know what the headline was. He had a rough time.
Yeah.
With that.
Or the guy that, did Jar Jar. Man, he got put through a lot psychologically.
Yeah, I'm in this. All that, but he kind of had
all the hate that people hurled at him.
Yeah, unfairly for him. And I think,
no kidding.
Well, Jake Lloyd too, obviously, but because Jar Jar wasn't his fault. He was just doing what George Lucas created, so.
Well, yeah, but yeah, exactly. That's the thing. And that's why I wonder, is like a lot of people that do this, they probably like wish they hadn't, or they would probably, that's probably why like Harrison Ford cautioned people against doing this stuff one time, right? Like he was talking to one of the actors that was getting involved in, I can't remember which one, was getting involved with the new Star Wars movies. I remember seeing some sort of interview when he was talking to him about it.
Yeah.
His reaction was something like good luck or,
right.
It was not positive. Let's put it that way, which is not shocking. When it comes to Harrison and Star Wars.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah, he's not the biggest fan of.
Right. Well, I think he is one of those that he managed to survive in spite of being in it, more or less. Then he, you know, like nobody, think about it. I mean, nobody like became a star because of it, right? except for being in Star Wars. You know what I mean? Like it didn't like.
Oh, right.
Like
right.
The career just didn't just like take off or anything other than.
Yeah.
He was the lone exception. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And then nobody's career really just like launched out of the prequels.
Yeah, maybe Natalie Portman, but Samuel L. Jackson already was huge star. So.
You could question that Liam Neeson became after that. He became more recognizable and it allowed him to do things like Taken, for instance.
Yeah. So. I mean, he's been in so many movies just because he likes to work. But
prior to Phantom Menace, most people didn't really know him as a household name, right?
Yeah, Schindler's List, but it's not like as a 13-year-old I watched Schindler's List. It was after that, but I'm just saying.
Anyway, we stayed on this too long. You're right. That's what you were trying to get away from?
Well, no, actually, I was going back to Jake Lloyd because recently I did see a news. I just kind of looked it up. He says he's feeling pretty good now after 17 years of being diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Ooh.
So he's had a rough time, but I think now he's doing better.
I think him acting in those movies, or that movie, he was only in the first one, and the backlash, we'll say, or the fan reactions that, you know, that probably had to take its toll on him. So, yeah. I mean, it's tough to shut that stuff out mentally.
Yeah, but thankfully he's doing better. He's like,
so anyway, moving on with this, let's try to get this all in. Demolition has continued in the Muppets Courtyard area, like the back part. Like they're I guess they're doing what they can for right now, right?
Before kinda they decide away. When they're going to close it, yeah.
Yeah. So they're really kind of clearing the area that's going to take like the back part, where the main attraction is going to be, pretty much. I feel like this is one of those things where they could probably get away with leaving Muppets open while they do work on the actual, because let's be honest, the ride, the main attraction is going to be the biggest part of the project, right?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it could probably be accomplished later and be no problem, right? I think they have to start on the attraction earlier, most likely, because it's going to take the most work.
Yeah. They're going to have to build a giant show building and everything for this coaster. It's going to take.
And since it's going to be at the end of the area, they can leave Muppets open while that's taking place, right? So
they're probably already doing the foundation for this building if it's backstage.
Yeah. Looks like it in this photo anyway. I don't know if that structure was there before. Looks almost like a scaffolding. I don't remember. Obviously, I didn't go and look very closely at that area because it was nothing, you know.
Hmm.
Woody's lunchbox seating area partially reopens with no shade improvements. I don't know how long this is going to be for, but Tiana's has been apparently, as they say here, quietly removed from the after hours attraction lineup at Magic Kingdom.
Because it was, but it wasn't, probably because of the issues they've continued to have with it, that just try to do some maintenance on it overnight instead of leaving it open for this and have people disappointed if it goes down and stuff like that. So, or maybe it's too cold. Maybe that's the other thing. Maybe they're thinking,
you know,
probably
just,
for maintenance. So.
Following up, because this is something I came across we mentioned earlier how Grand Fiesta Tour was closed. I think I may have to like get a reservation in Santa and Hill just so I can see if I can sit close to where they have it drained and go look at that.
Just so you can watch the.
It's like
the empty canal.
Get reservations for Santa and Hill just solely for the purpose of looking at the empty canal in that area. Anyway.
Yeah. Just to see the.
Something you don't see every day.
Yeah. What's usually underwater. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see like all the pumps and the things that usually sit above the water. You can see what it looks like. Oh. That's cool, though.
Oh, there's a ticket that has returned for 2025 in the Florida Resident $60 Day Discover ticket. Have you seen this one?
Yes.
The four-day Florida Resident Discover ticket, basically, that's 4 days to visit Walt Disney World theme parks for $60 per day, plus tax, and it's available to purchase beginning January the 7th, so it's already being able to be purchased. And for visits January 13th through May the 23rd with an advanced park reservation, of course, and those reservations are subject to availability.
Yes, spring break might be sold out occasionally, probably, but some days.
And there's also a 3-day ticket for $225, which is $75 a day, which is what used to be the regular day. Yes, can use the ticket on non-consecutive days before it expires. And yeah, all that good, all that good jazz. 35% on rooms for Florida residents too. So they're doing some discounts all around to try and boost things for the summer because they realize that Epic Universe is going to have more of an impact than they originally let on or tried to downplay. So
it's interesting though that this one is for stays through the 23rd because Epic Universe opens one on the 25th.
Yeah, so right. It's weird.
Like
it's like they're trying to entice people to go before then.
Right. It's like go to Disney now and then we'll do something else for you to try and get you away from Universal.
This makes me wonder if that time period right there, right? If maybe the bookings are kind of light and they're trying to entice the residents to go during this time to kind of fill that void, you know?
Right. Yeah, because I imagine people who don't live near here are waiting for Epic Universe to open so that they can go visit that. And then they'll probably spend a couple of days at Disney is what they're thinking as well.
It's possible. But like I said, we've mentioned this before. The thing that's different from this than it was in the past is this makes almost as many things to do at Universal as there is in Disney park-wise. Right?
Right.
They're one park shy.
Right. And I mean, if you count Volcano Bay,
right,
you've got a 4-day experience at Universal you can do easily.
I will say Volcano Bay is usually rated pretty high as a water park goes, if that's what you're, but I mean, water park's kind of a niche thing in a way. Like,
not everybody goes and do it. Right. Yeah. True. And of course, Disney has 4 parks and 2 water parks. So, you know, but still, they are catching up.
They're catching up. Anyway.
And Disney's starting to throw everything overboard. Anyway.
Well, I seriously question as if there's ever going to be a 5th gate, to be honest. I'm not going to rule it out entirely, but I mean, it's how long has it been now since the 4th gate? It's been since 1998, which was 27 years ago this year. Where prior to that, there were, 11 years between the first one. And only 7 years between that and the 3rd one, and then 9 years between the 3rd and the 4th one. So, I mean, you would think if it was going to happen, it would have already happened, right? Maybe if time goes on and they get the proper amount of permits and the right land and all this other good stuff, they might could do that. But I would think to do another one, even with as much land as they've got, it would probably have to be a smaller park, wouldn't you think?
Probably.
Given their obligation to dedicate so much of it to conservation as well.
Right.
I forgot what percentage.
Right. But, Universal, it took them, Islands of Adventure was 99, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time for them as well, no doubt.
Yeah. So I wouldn't rule it out for Disney.
Theirs was more a problem of they didn't have the land in their possession, I don't think, at that point in time either.
Yeah, they still, to connect it, you know, they're having to build like a lot more infrastructure just to connect the two spots. But it's kind of like Disneyland. They're kind of like landlocked more like than Disneyland. But
right. The fact that they managed to get the opportunity to do a third park was kind of a timing, I guess, kind of just the right place at the right time, I guess, as far as them.
Gosh, that reminds me, though, a few years ago, like pre-COVID, Disney bought a bunch of land off Disney World property, but I don't know what they ever did with it. Remember they were buying up chunks of land? That was pre-COVID, I think. They bought some land that was neighboring, you know, the Magic Kingdom area, which, you know,
maybe
there's a lot of rumors there about new resorts, but anyway.
And that wasn't what eventually became, what was it, the Golden Oak or anything, was it? Nothing back there.
No, not that one. Yeah. It's on the west side of Magic Kingdom. They bought some land not that long ago. But then there was a bunch of land they bought south of like Celebration, right? Anyway, I have to dig that up. It just popped into my head.
Was that going to be part of the relocation project that's now defunct, maybe?
That was still not the same because they had actually
Lake Nona.
Almost,
no.
Yeah, it wasn't that one either, because that's north. So I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, well. Here near the end, I guess I can kind of go over my plans, because my trip will be coming up.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Very soon. By the time you're listening to, well.
No.
Yeah, shortly after this one comes out.
Yeah, it'll be the, I'll be there on
the following weekend.
17th.
Yeah.
So we may actually have one more show worked in for you to at least listen to while I'm there. Prior to leaving.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this way earlier in that, but to some of your surprise, I have managed to stick to my initial reservation for this time period, that being Copper Creek at the Wilderness Lodge. So it'll be my first time staying in one of those. It's a studio.
So that's the one that you were going to do, right? You stayed with it?
Well, you're talking about in October?
Yeah.
Well, it's a totally different reservation, but I mean, I did end up landing or changing to Wilderness Lodge for the October one that we ended up canceling. That was not in a Copper Creek studio, though. That was a regular Wilderness Lodge room is the difference, is what that one was.
Mm.
Which I think Copper Creek is really nothing more than like the, what is it, the pools, the if you're facing at the right side of the pool, pretty much, that's where that area is. Those rooms have been put.
So you got to go see Geyser Point.
Yeah, that should be there. That's part of what we are going to do. Yes, I really only have a few things I would like to do on this trip, even though it's just somewhat of a shorter trip. We'll have hopefully most of the day Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, and then possibly some of Monday. So it is a shorter trip, but I was going to try to pack a few things into it without getting too rushed, right? There's some things that we haven't experienced, like we haven't done the Journey of Water. I think that's pretty much it at Epcot, right? I mean, or other than seeing the finished areas, right?
Festival of the Art.
Of course, Festival will be there. Try to ride the riverboats because of it'll be going away, and same thing with Rocket because it will possibly going away before getting there. Yeah,
maybe
make sure we get our last backstage passes, and what else? Muppet Vision, because it could be the last.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't done Tiana's yet, so obviously that's on the list. Some things that Libby's my youngest one is right at the height of being able to do.
Yeah, so
hopefully, like Tron, for instance, she's like right there at that 48-inch mark.
Oh,
yeah,
and she'd want to do it, so.
Oh yeah, she would have done it like 5 years ago. She's six. No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just the attitude.
It'll be cool.
Yeah, I guess you would still need to test her on the vehicle to see how well she fits on it, right? I would think.
Well, as long as she's tall enough, though, she'll fit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the testing for the bike is more if you're a larger individual, we'll say, to see if you can manage to stay on that. And if not, they do have an alternative.
Yeah.
So,
or to see if you're comfortable with crouching like that.
It's not just to see if you fit, it's to see if you fit comfortably, basically. That's just the way it is. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hopefully a fun weekend with it. Just kind of take it as it comes as much as possible, you know? Like I said, don't have like a lot of objectives of things that I just like have to do other than, you know, the handful that we want to do. Guardians is always a one that you want to do, right? So,
yep. Boarding group still, if you want.
Yep, if you want. Yeah, still there.
Or Lightning.
But. Yep. And of course, Test Track will be down, so we don't have to fool with that one.
A lot of people will be down, so.
Yeah. Well, the things we just mentioned earlier, right? Those will all be down.
Too bad you won't get to do Dino, you know, Triceratops spin. It's your favorite.
Wait a minute, when did we just say a minute ago that it was going to close? Was it
the day after the marathon?
Okay, yeah, so yeah, no, wait a minute. Yeah. I think I've ridden that like twice in my life anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rode it last time.
Just because?
It was, well, yeah, my son was like, I want to ride that.
Like, okay.
Why? But so, okay, we did it.
He's telling me, he's like, you know dinosaurs don't fly, right?
Yeah. Especially triceratopses.
Yeah. At least in the fantasy world, Dumbo flew.
Yeah.
And in the fantasy world, magic carpets flew.
Right. And where Grateful they can't fly because...
Oh, there was another one that was going to be going down soon, too, I thought. It hasn't yet. Isn't the Astro Orbiter scheduled to go down?
Yes, that's a good point. When is
I don't know why that one wasn't on the list that I saw.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be very soon.
Yes, let's see. Has it gone down? January 13th, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why that wasn't. I guess the list I went through is stuff that's already on the list. So
this hasn't.
Yeah. So there you
go. There's a lot of stuff going down this year for refurbs. I guess they're taking this as a year of rebuilding. And now that they actually have money to invest, I guess, too, they're actually doing maintenance they should have done years ago, probably. But
possibly. You know, things are really just now, when you think about it, getting kind of back to what was, you know, normal, like say, pre-COVID type situation, you know, if you think about it. I mean, it's taken almost 5 years to get to that point, really, if you think about it. Because there's been a lot of things that were either still had a few restrictions immediately following 2020 on into, let's just say, on into 2022 even. 2023 was the one where it was probably the most loose, right? Then they finally got rid of, you know, having to make reservations. I can't even remember when that was. That was last year, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, last year.
Not been long. I mean, this is probably the first year it felt similar to a 19 even.
So pass holders still have to.
Yeah, as much as it can. Because the park hopping, those restrictions went out the window too. That was a good thing. It just seemed like it took them a long time to get back to what we would call business as usual, as far as Disney goes.
Yeah. And really, once the Little Mermaid show at Hollywood Studios comes back, that's one that hadn't been back since COVID.
Yeah. I think it's one of those that they knew most people didn't miss either. You know?
No, which is a little surprising why they decided to bring it back. But the fact that they are is like, and the fact that they're doing this villain show is a good sign too, that we're kind of out of that fog of COVID, because to have investment in entertainment that involves people, like human beings, you have to pay to do entertainment, is definitely something that's like, okay, they're churning money into the parks now again for the first time in forever. Pardon the pun.
Right. There you go. I don't know why, but we were talking about that no one's really missed Voyage of the Little Mermaid. For some reason, in my mind, I went to that scene from the second Austin Powers movie when it's like, Mr. President, are you suggesting we blow up the moon? He's like, would you miss it?
Would you miss it? Wow.
It's like Little Mermaid. He's like, you suggesting we keep Little Mermaid shut down? Would you miss it? Well, obviously not.
Not really.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. I think we've packed in enough information for another episode, another riveting episode of Traveling with the Miles. So if you want to check out more, of course, you can go look at Facebook, X, or Instagram. That's all at TWTM Podcast. We still have a Spreadshirt store, which you can get our exclusive TWTM merchandise. That's shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And we do have a YouTube channel in which you can find these episodes as well, in addition to some content that, mostly that I filmed over time. But and then hopefully I'll be able to provide some more of that soon. Where else can you find us, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. And you can find links and more to all that there.
So for Adam, my name is John. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope that you will join us on our next trip.
Pa.
Bye.
Trip-pa.
Whoop-ha.
Oh, yeah.
A whoop-ha.